The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Yes, 1, 2, check. All right, cool. Yes, what's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
Here it is, your weekly rundown of all things WWE and pro wrestling. What's going on, Skillet?
I'm good. How about you, Ace?
I'm all right, man. How's your week been,
Mr.
bro?
Busy Man. Ace. Mr. Busy Man.
Mr. Busy Man. I've never heard of this one before. That's my new name.
Coming out the aisle.
Busy.
Well, let me tell you something, man.
Mr. Busy,
I just
man.
Don't have the time.
No, don't say that.
I'll play with you, man. I appreciate everything you do. I know you've got a really busy schedule.
Yeah.
How was last week for you, man? I know you've been on the roads and... Were you in the Lioness video? Was that was my eyes
yeah,
deceiving
that's me?
Are you in the background?
Doing small modelling. You know?
The Return of Lioness. For those who don't know, Lioness is an awesome grime MC who I rated from young. And then she kind of went, you know how the game goes. Mm-hmm. Life gets in the way sometimes.
Definitely does.
You got to do things you got to do. And then you might dip out of the game a bit. But I'm glad to see that she's back and she's still... Sounds sharper than ever.
Bars in it.
Yeah.
She's fire.
Fully.
Go check
she
it out.
She's always the past Bear Man for me.
Yeah.
Bear Man was charismatic. He had little lyrical content, but I see Lioness as a lyricist.
I like that.
I'm sorry I'm going off in a tangent here.
Someone said today on radio, she is the, I don't know if you agree with this or not, that she's the female equivalent of Getz.
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay.
But, she's good though. She's dope. I rate her.
She was funny. You actually thought about it for about three. You thought about it for about 3 seconds, and you just looked at it exactly. Now I don't agree with that.
So how are you anyway?
I'm alright. I'm good. You know, you said I was on the road last week. What was I? I did Radio 1 Big Weekend. That was fun.
That's what it was.
That's fun.
Festivals.
I was in Radio 1. I was in Hull. There's not a lot going on in Hull, but it was fun anyway. Hull is the city of culture this year. I don't know how you become the city of culture, and I'm not I don't want to disrespect because we probably have listeners from Hull. Mm-hmm. So I'm not disrespecting you. I'm not really sure how you become the city of culture. But
well, maybe they're just letting a lot of blacks and Asians in. And
there was no blacks and Asians. Oh.
Well, maybe they understand blacks and Asians.
No, well, I mean, culture doesn't just mean black and Asian, does it?
No, it doesn't. That was
super racist.
I'm very ignorant. I'm going to be in a bad mood today. I know,
he came into my house in a bad mood.
I apologize, guys, listeners. I'm not in a good mood today.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Do you want to hug it out?
No, we can hug it out. Before we even start with the Extreme Rules review, we're going to be doing Extreme Rules and Raw.
Yep.
No SmackDown this week, which is a shame.
No, we're recording on the day of SmackDown.
Yeah. So, but we'll do...
Why didn't we just wait 24 hours? We could have, but...
It's a good point.
It doesn't matter. It's
because we can't wait because fans have been waiting.
Yeah, they have.
That's what it's been.
Yeah.
But before we get into Extreme Rules, let's talk about what happened last week on Raw. Not the whole of Raw. Mm. Just that one poor segment. You know what I'm talking about.
Bailey, this is your life. Do you know how bad it was? They actually mentioned it on this week's version. On this week's episode.
It's this week.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, you know what was really what I feel? Because we love Alexa. Mm-hmm. No one can say that we don't love Alexa.
No, like,
we've been championing Alexa from day dot. And I can just tell that she tried to do everything she could possibly do.
To turn it around.
To turn it around with it. It wasn't her fault. They gave her some bad writing. They gave her some bad ideas, and she tried, didn't work. What would you do in that scenario? Do you carry it out? Do you try and go to the end, or do you just like wrap it up?
Wrap it up, man.
Wrap it up quick.
the kendo sticks out, beat everybody in that segment.
Yeah,
that's what she should have done. She should have got the kendo stick, beat the mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that the mum? Beat the teacher.
The teacher, yeah.
Beat the best friend and the ex-boyfriend. Beat them all up.
That was really bad.
That's what Austin would have done.
Really, really bad. So I think that's all we're going to mention in regards to last week's episode of Raw.
Should we start with Extreme Rules?
Let's start with Extreme Rules, man.
Extreme Rules was in Baltimore, Maryland. And the kickoff show.
I don't know why I'm going to tell you that, but it was Diamond Wire.
Kickoff show. Apollo Crews.
Didn't watch the game.
And Titus O'Neil versus Kalisto. Now, this was hilarious.
Versus Kalisto?
So good.
Wait, hold on, what?
You missed.
2-on-1?
No. Sorry.
What?
Apollo Crews with Titus O'Neil.
Oh, okay.
Versus Kalisto.
Okay.
You missed the banging match. The match was dope.
Really?
You're flying. Athleticism was on an all time high.
Yeah.
Back and forth. And Titus O'Neil ringside was so funny.
Really?
Like, he was just running around. Go on, you go get him. Go get him.
Kalisto did his best.
And then when Apollo was taking over, he go, do that flippy thing. Do that flippy thing. And Apollo's like, what? A moonsault? Yeah, do that. And then Apollo goes to do the moonsault. And then Kalisto kicks out, and then Kalisto got the best, did the Selena Del Sol with the feet off Titus, so kicking him off the apron and did it. Titus was so entertaining.
So Kalisto picks out the victory.
Picks out the victory, but that doesn't hurt Titus and Apollo at all, because it's all about them, man. Titus brand, baby.
The Titus brand, baby. Okay, match number one.
And then match number two. Did you see Miz versus?
Miz Ambrose.
Good, right?
It was alright. I wasn't angry with it.
I was very happy with it.
I'm glad it didn't end in a disqualification.
No.
I thought there was loads of little.
But it was nice little tricks he was pulling, though.
Nice little stunts and tricks. I'm happy. I think the right person won. I thought it was a good match, yeah. Good back and forth.
Right person won, exactly.
Miz
goes on, and we'll talk about the segment with. Or should we just talk about the match and then go on to their segment afterwards on Raw?
Okay, cool.
All right, so
I haven't watched it yet. It's actually currently playing in my house right now.
Oh, so you haven't seen what happened on Raw?
No, talk to me. I saw the fact that Kurt Angle has sent Dean Ambrose home.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
So what happened was, Drift and Extreme Rules came out, did a little performance, right?
Yeah.
Then on Raw, Drift had a match with somebody, I can't remember who. Or he was supposed to have a match. He came out. And then Ambrose attacked him, dashed him out the ring.
Yeah.
Then Ambrose said he wants to call
Drifter, but
Drifter as in Elias Ambrose.
I had no idea who you were talking about, but I now know who you're talking about. Okay.
And then Ambrose calls out Miz, Angle kicks out Ambrose from the stadium.
Yes. I saw that.
Right. Then later on, something happens where Big Cass got attacked. Remember last week on Raw, Enzo got attacked?
Yeah.
So now this time Cass got attacked.
Right.
And Enzo and the referees are trying to help Cass out. I'll get more back into that in a minute. So as they were exiting Cass out the building, Ambrose snuck back in.
Right.
So Ambrose snuck back in. And then it was Miz celebration
of the icy tag.
It comes out to a great pop.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yep. Comes out, crowd chanting, "You deserve this."
Really?
Miz says, "I would really appreciate that comment if you didn't say it to everybody who wins the title." Maurice organized balloons with the Miz spelt on it, champagne, and there was a bear holding a sign saying congratulations.
Yeah.
So as Miz is doing his promo saying he's the greatest intercontinental champion and Gray, and thank you, I do deserve this, and he's thanking his wife for everything, he said, "You even brought this Miz bear, this guy."
Yeah.
And then Maurice is like, "I didn't bring the bear. I thought you brought the bear." Miz goes, "I didn't bring the bear." So Miz was looking at the bear, throws champagne at the bear, and attacks the bear and beats up the bear, gives him a skull crushing finale. As he's about to take off the mask, he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, your former Intercontinental Champion, Dean Ambrose," takes off the mask, and it's just some
Eddie guy,
right? And he goes, I'm sorry. I thought you were Ambrose. Hey, look at the bright side. You could say you got beat by the Intercontinental Champion," and he throws the guy over the top rope. It was so funny, right? Then Maurice brings out this big box. Says this big box comes out. Ambrose goes, there's where Ambrose is. Miz is like, jumps out, attacks this box, kicking it, hitting it with steel chairs, elbow dropping the box, everything. As he's doing that, Maurice's like, no, stop. She keeps saying stop. He's not listening. Keep beating up this present. And he's like, "That's Dean Ambrose." Dean Ambrose goes, "No, he's not. And he goes, and then he opens up the box and it was like a grandfather clock.
Oh no!
Right? Yeah. He goes, I bought it for you because it's timeless like you. And then and she starts crying. And he goes, oh, I'm really sorry, babe. I'm really sorry. And she goes, shut up. And she slams the mic on him and runs off. And he's like, I'm really sorry, babe. I'm sorry. And as he goes in the ring, Ambrose is the cameraman and attacks.
Ah, see.
It was a really fun segment.
It was a good first segment.
Really fun segment.
I don't want to see any more Miz and Ambrose, though.
No.
I don't know if you guys picked that up, but there's a kid outside shine. Yeah. Anyway,
I don't think he wants any more Miz and Ambrose either.
Back to Extreme Rules.
Sasha Banks and Rich Swann defeated Noam Dar.
Why are we even talking about this?
And Alicia Fox. Did you not like the dancing?
No.
No. What would you prefer, though, to what to do, Sasha? So that's break from her, I feel.
Nah,
better than her losing to her.
Sasha has to be in the title picture.
She will be. She's taking a little fall back for
a
bit.
She has to stay in the title picture. Or just a feud that means something.
It'll be Sasha Alexa soon.
Cool.
Just not a Great Balls of Fire.
Okay. All right, next match.
Yeah.
What? You can't remember. What was the next match?
One sec. Oh, the next match is a women's match. It was Alexa Bliss versus Bayley for the kendo stick.
This is really annoying.
What's your thoughts on this match?
I think Alexa was awesome. Bayley's stupid. So, I think that whole thing of can Bayley be extreme, which should have just never have been a question. Or a factor in this match. You're in an Extreme Rules match. You've been getting hit with a kendo stick week after week. And you have an opportunity to hit the person that's been hitting you with a kendo stick. You just do it. You're a wrestler. You wrestle, which means you're supposed to inflict pain on people.
And people have seen you do, like, not extreme stuff, but people have seen you go rago. Like, when you beat Sasha at Brooklyn with the reverse hurricanrana and the belly to belly, that's extreme.
That's extreme. Like, you're supposed to hurt people. Like, that's what you do.
You're a wrestler. You're not a little pussy, yo.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, what do you mean you can't hit her with a stick? Are you stupid? I found it really annoying and it pissed me off.
And she got a lot of booze.
Yeah.
They're assassinating her, man.
I think it was dumb. I think that was really stupid.
Yeah.
And I like that Alexa just didn't hold back.
No.
And I feel like she probably didn't even... I don't think she would have went into the match wanting to go as hard as she did, but I feel like she saw that the crowd wanted that, so she just kept going in.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
Yeah, it was a nothing match. It was ended quite fast as well.
Yeah.
Next day on Raw, Bayley wasn't even on it.
Yeah.
Alexa had a little match with Nia Jax while Mickie James and Dana Brooke were outside. It's looking like, you know, there was like a little fight between all four of them. It's looking like it's going to be a fatal four-way Great Balls of Fire with Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss, Dana Brooke, and Mickie James, and Bayley might take a month off, maybe.
Dead. Let's give Nia the belt, man. What do you think?
No, I think Alexa's just still retaining.
Nah, let's give Nia the belt. Let's give Nia a little run still. Next match.
It's your favourite match, Cesaro and Sheamus versus the Hardys.
I thought this was good.
Talk to me.
You didn't like it.
It wasn't I didn't like it. It wasn't a bad match. It's just... Yeah.
I'm happy that the Hardys didn't win, because I think just having them come back at Mania, and they hadn't lost a match since they've been back, which I think was a bit crap. And also, I think them losing the title gives them room to break Matt and do broken Matt. Anyway, aside from that, I thought the match was good. I like the variables of, like, do you know what? I feel like there was new rules to this tag team match.
Mm.
Were there? Because I didn't know that you, like, both men had to be out at the same time.
Have they done that before?
Is that how it
always goes? I just don't understand why Jeff came back in, and then why Matt was helping Jeff to escape the cage again. It didn't make sense to me.
What do you mean?
So they've done the rules before where both members have to be out for the tag team to win.
Yeah.
So Jeff got out before, remember?
Right.
And then it was Cesaro and Sheamus with Matt.
Yeah.
In the ring.
Yeah.
And then Jeff came back in to do the willow yeah. or whisper. The win, the yeah, whisper yeah, move yeah. on both opponents,
right?
To help out Matt,
yeah.
And then they mash up Matt and Jeff,
yeah.
Did that double white noise,
yeah.
thing. And then as Cesaro and Sheamus were both coming out of the ring, Matt was also trying to get out of the ring. But for some reason, Matt was trying to help Jeff get out of the ring. But why would you just leave Jeff in there? Jeff's already been out.
That's what I was going to say.
Why did they do that?
Well, maybe you both have to be out of the ring at the same time.
I just don't know.
It was a bit confusing. But I did think it was a good match. There were some really good spots in there. It's quite brutal. I liked it.
Next night on Raw, the Hardys weren't even on the show. Mm. And Cesaro and Sheamus had a match with Heath and Rhino. And then they did a promo saying they are the bar. Question for you, Ace.
Yeah.
Who's Cesaro and Sheamus next opponents?
Oh, because it's not going to be the Revival, is it?
Not going to be the Revival. It won't be the Hardys for a while.
I have no idea. Who do you think it was? Is there a tag team that's ready to come up from NXT?
It's a tag team that might be forming.
Who?
That happened on Raw.
Who?
Titus O'Neil might get Tozawa. Remember, I've been saying this.
Titus O'Neil
might be getting Tozawa to join the Titus.
Would you say that as a opponent for?
Have you, brother?
No, I know, but Titus O'Neil.
No, you don't understand what I'm saying. Titus O'Neil is trying to get Akira Tozawa.
I know,
to join the Titus brand.
Right.
Tozawa and remember, I've been saying this for time.
They were a tag team.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're really good as well as a tag team.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
You hear me knocking?
You
letting me in, my doggy?
You think I'll get a belt?
I hope so. Because that man are hard. Yeah. That man are hard.
Hard. What is this thing with Kurt Angle and
we'll talk about this. This is really good. So for listeners who are listening to the show right now, Ace has Monday Night Raw right on his big screen TV. Very nice TV, by the way.
Thank you.
And it's on mute. Yeah. So I'm just kind of telling him what's going on Raw while it's happening. So we'll talk about this segment in a minute. Okay. But I'm loving this stuff, man.
What is it?
I'm loving it, man.
Do you know?
I don't know.
No one knows.
I'm loving it. It's good.
Just keep looking at our phone.
This is not entertaining to the guys listening to the speaker. What are we talking about?
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Am I missing any of the matches? I mean, I know the cruiserweight match we'll talk about, but after the tag match,
I think it was the cruiserweight.
Yeah, so it was quite a short.
It was quite short. Yeah, because the 35 was a long match.
Yeah, all right. So it is a cruiserweight match. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
Neville.
Let's talk about Neville and Aries. I wanted to hear your opinion on this.
Or Neville and Aries.
Neville and Aries.
Why are you laughing? I don't know.
I don't understand why you don't find why you don't know why I'm laughing.
Why is it funny? Oh, his face at the end. Aries' face at the end. He's looking at the camera like, what the heck is this? What was that? What was that?
Aries pulled the face like to say, what am I doing? It's so funny. But I don't know if that was a genuine reaction.
Yeah.
Or if that was a reaction. Or he's so good that he pulled that reaction and that was supposed to be part of the storyline.
Yeah.
Or that was a genuine reaction and now the writers are doing something off that reaction. The reason why I say that is because on Twitter he said, it's time to reevaluate my career.
Really?
Yeah. Now, James is convinced that's a work, and I think it's a work too. But I get the feeling that might be something to do with him now off that reaction, unless that reaction was supposed to be. But the reason why I say it's not is because when he did that reaction, the commentators weren't quiet. They were like mid-conversation talking. Oh, Neville's the king. Oh, man. Oh, Aries, they couldn't do it. And then it cuts to Aries' face, looking into the camera like, what the hell? Like, what the hell? Really? And then the commentators went quiet. It was so funny, man. I can't believe. I feel for Aries.
Yeah.
It was the right decision.
Why?
I think Neville's keeping that belt alive, man. That division, they're not doing nothing with that division. And Neville is the only interesting point of that division. Let's be real. And you and I, we love Aries.
We do.
We grew up watching Aries and stuff. But at the end of the day, Aries hasn't transcended to the mainstream like I thought they would. I thought he would have.
Hardcore wrestling fans know Aries, yeah, but the casual
man go Brooklyn,
yeah,
tear the house down, isn't it? Man could go Chicago, tear the house down, but if man goes to Baltimore,
yeah, the casual fans don't really care.
Yeah. Man goes to Texas,
yeah, they don't really care.
Maybe you're some people in Texas, but you know what I mean.
Mm.
So
I mean, where do we go with this? So now it's looking like Neville.
So Neville won. He beat Austin Aries for the third time in a row.
Clean as well. Aries. Actually clean as well.
Clean.
Yeah.
Bad boy match as well. Yeah, match was bad.
Yes, clean.
Aries looked distraught at ringside. Neville goes celebrate. Next day on Raw, Aries is not even nowhere to be seen.
Right.
But they have signed his wifey. WWE has signed his wifey. So that might be a possibility where his wifey might be involved with Aries down the line.
Who is his wifey?
Fia Trinidad. She used to be Thing in TNA.
What was her name in TNA?
Rosita.
Okay.
Do you remember Rosita?
Yeah.
Bad thing. Yeah, Puerto Rican.
Yeah, she was good.
Bad. Yeah. Bad.
Puerto Rock.
Bad.
Yeah. That's someone's wife. Calm down.
Look at my dad. Look at my bad. That was a terrible joke.
That was really bad.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
Like the sketch that's going to be in 44.
Don't worry about that.
I'm sorry. I'll be the prick.
TJP.
So, Aries was nowhere to be seen in Raw. TJP has a match. Talked to Neville backstage. Said, "Listen, Wagwan, my time for the title shot, innit?"
Mm.
Neville said, "If you beat Mustafa Ali, I'll give you a title shot." Beat Mustafa Ali. Comes back to Neville.
What are you saying
about my title shot? Mm. He said, "I spoke to Kurt, and Kurt said for some reason you can't get a title shot." And TJP was like, "All right, well, why don't us two go and speak to Kurt together?" Yeah. And then as TJP walking to the back, Neville attacks him from behind and says, "I'll go fight you for the title at 205 Live." So, I don't know. I think that's going to be a pay-per-view match. Most likely it's going to be a 205 match, 205 Live match, and then move on to somebody else maybe.
Cool.
Maybe Cedric Alexander is coming back soon, so hopefully.
Was he injured?
Yeah, he was injured for a hot minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we get to the Fatal 5-Way.
Main event, man. This was a great match.
Really good match.
Fatal 5-Way.
Really good
Bray match. Bray Wyatt, Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, and Roman Reigns for the number one contendership for the Universal title. Ace, did you have Joe winning this?
I feel like I did.
Mm.
No, Joe, I feel like I wanted him to.
I think I said Bray.
I think I had Finn. I think we both had Finn.
I think we did.
Yeah, because of the Heyman thing and Heyman coming out and giving him the little head nod and all that. Yeah. I think we had Finn.
Good swerve, though.
It was a really good swerve.
Joe, man.
Super swerve.
I loved it. I went crazy when Joe won. I popped out.
I think I was just mostly glad that Roman didn't win, if I'm honest. I don't want to see that. Not yet. And I think Joe is a formidable part. I think Joe will actually make Brock Lesnar work.
Yeah.
I think
Lesnar will salivate at the chance of working with Joe because they're kind of both similar, hard heads. You know,
they worked together before.
Never.
It's
a dream match.
Never.
The crowd, in Japan, fans are going mad over this.
Not in Japan. Never.
Never.
Really.
Not once.
That's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I like that.
And there was great spots in this match. The spear that Reigns did for Joe and Finn through the barricade. Seth Rollins' frog splash to Bray Wyatt.
Through the table.
And then Joe just looking, giving Finn that Kaklina clutch and just passing him out. Great finish. Next day on Raw. Now after Extreme Rules, Joe goes on Raw Talk and cuts a sick promo on Lesnar saying how I'm not the one to mess with. I will destroy you.
Wow.
I will come at you. Don't take me lightly. Like, I'm on fighting, man. Straight up.
Right.
Like, it was real good fight. Good
I'm
promo.
On this thing.
But that was topped. But what happened on Raw the next night, Joe comes out, says he's not scared of Brock Lesnar. He's going to bring it to him at Great Balls of Fire. He's going to take his title.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Heyman comes out and says...
So before you get to what Paul Heyman says, I think my favorite part of Joe's promo was when he was like, "I'm envious of Brock Lesnar. He doesn't have to come out here every week and wrestle for you lot. Like, he can come out whenever he wants."
Yeah.
And then he's got Paul Heyman. I'm happy. I'm envious that the fact that he's got Paul Heyman to do his work for him, to do my errands.
Yeah.
I think that was sick.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that he's like mentioned the fact that Brock Lesnar doesn't turn up every week is important. Because like we all think it and we all say it, but we never actually hear it on TV.
Exactly.
So big up to him for saying that. I think that was sick.
And then
the advocate.
Paul Heyman was like, If I may, can I step in the ring? If I may. You, sir, are a beast. You are a fighter, a shoot, and rightfully so. You should be the number one contender. The best scenario was Finn winning.
Yeah.
Because it would have been a Rocky story. It would have been box office. It would have been flashing lights, Hollywood. You, my friend, are the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Joe didn't like that. But he shook his hand and said, "All the best. I will see you at Great Balls of Fire." Joe took it to one side, took the mic off, and was viciously, chillingly, just give him that. Listen, man, gonna hurt you.
Like, you know what's funny? Have you seen guys do that to other guys at school?
Always. Like, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, like in school, them ones are like, fam, I'm gonna.
Listen, what's gonna happen here? I'm gonna choke you out. You're gonna feel the pain. You're gonna, all right. I'm gonna. Like, it was just, it was so sick.
Yeah,
like, I was going. I had goosebumps while watching
it.
It was a great promo.
Yeah.
Man was just talking to him, no mic. And then when Heyman said, "You're crowding me, Joe. You're crowding me." Yeah.
And the crowd just, Joe's gonna kill you. Yeah.
Joe
just
choked him out.
Yeah, choked him out.
Man, I can't wait for this match.
Yeah.
This is where wrestling needs to do more. It's 100%. Not about healing face. They need to do more.
Yeah. Healing, healing. Whatever. Matches. Just be, yeah,
heel versus heel, face versus face. Doesn't matter. Just have great fighters fight each other.
I agree. Who? See?
I'm saying Joe.
You think Joe's going to beat Brock Lesnar?
I mean, you're probably right. It makes sense if Lesnar retains it, have a big match with the title, SummerSlam. I mean, one way Joe could lose it was if someone cost him the title.
Yeah.
So maybe Joe will get into a program. Maybe someone will. Who would that be? Who could cost Joe the belt? Not Finn. Not Seth.
I have no idea.
There must be somebody that we're not thinking.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe be, I don't know. But I would, if I was Vince, I would give it to Joe.
Really?
Fuck it. Shoot him. Launch him.
To the sky. To
launch
the moon.
Him to the sky. Launch him.
I like it. I would love to see Joe with the belt.
And he's definitely, he's scary, man.
Yeah. Good on the mic.
I know, like, some people out there would be like, but yeah, but he's not. Like, Les is a real UFC man. Yeah, but Joe's a Samoan, B. Right? Like, Joe will fight. Don't think Joe won't fight, man. Like, yeah. Joe will bang up, man. Like,
what do you think of the was it called Kodisha Clutch?
Love it. It's the fact that they don't do the stupid, typical one, two, three, arm limp. They just do it one, done, out.
Yeah, out.
It's good.
You like it?
It's like UFC.
Do you prefer it to the Muscle Buster?
I love that move.
The Muscle Buster is sick.
They need to bring that back.
He needs to bring that
back. But because
back.
He killed Tyson Kidd's career with that.
Oh, he got injured with it.
Career's done, bro.
It's done.
I mean, he kept using it afterwards.
Yeah.
But I feel with NXT, they can do things.
They can do things that they can't do. Muscle Buster is sick.
And that's one of my favorite moves, man. That's one of my favorite moves. He can't do it on Lesnar, but Muscle Buster on like on a Reigns and things. Come on,
yeah. Anyway,
should we talk about Raw?
Yeah,
the rest of Raw. Other segments that we need to talk about on Raw is this Corey Graves storyline.
Yeah, explain this to me.
So last week on Raw, Graves shows Kurt Angle this text. Angle was all paranoid, like this could ruin him. Graves goes back, and then he wouldn't answer the questions from Michael Cole and Booker T. Like, what's going on there? Same thing with Enzo getting attacked, and then Graves saying, "Well, I'm sure Cass will know something about it, or we'll be watching it closely." Then Cass come out and jump the gun. I was like, "What you mean? Trying to say that I attack?"
Yeah.
Enzo goes, "No, I'm not trying to say that." So it seems like Corey's getting all this information outside of wrestling about wrestlers in the company.
Right, okay.
And he's, you know, he knows things.
Some stuff.
And then, like, Angle's getting back. So to this week on Raw, Angle comes out while Corey was on commentary and was like, showed Corey the text and said, come watch this. And then they're watching the text together. And Booker T and Cole were like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And Cole was like, this is the strangest thing. What's happening? And Corey's still not saying nothing about it. So it's very fascinating. And then Cass got attacked this week.
Right.
Instead of Enzo. And then Enzo went to see if Cass was okay. And there was like a chain. One of Enzo's chains was in the crime scene. So Enzo was like, you don't think that's me, do you? So there's something happening. And I have no idea where they're going with this. But like very interesting. I'm loving it. I just hope it ends great. I hope it's not
any ideas at all.
I hope it's not like a higher power and it's Vince McMahon.
Let's not do that.
I don't know. I have no idea.
It was me.
Yeah.
Let's not do
that. It could be a new wrestler.
Yeah.
It could be introducing somebody. I don't know.
Who knows? What else from Raw do we have to talk about?
We spoke about maybe everything. Really,
we have, yeah.
Have I missed anything else?
Let's just quickly talk about Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt did a promo saying that he's a god and then he lost the reins.
Yeah. So what's the point? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Skinner's giving me the thumbs up. What are we doing here with Bray Wyatt?
I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But what writers are doing and creative are doing buying shovels.
They're burying him.
And they just...
Because I think, like, if he's good enough to open the show and he's so captivating, why does he have to lose every week? It's not good, man. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And they need to, I think they need to do more with Bray Wyatt. Like, and I always like, give them the benefit of the doubt and I think, okay, there's no way that he's going to lose this match. It's going to... I would have preferred a disqualification, something, a messy ending, than just to lose clean to Roman Reigns every week. Come on, man. Let's do something with him. He's amazing. He's great. Awesome character. Let's do something. And how far away do you think we are from Broken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt?
No idea.
Because it could be soon.
I hope so. I hope that's SummerSlam.
It could be soon.
But have they sorted all that stuff out?
No idea. No idea. It's a big mess. It's a big absolute mess. Should we talk about SmackDown quickly from last week?
Yeah, sure. Actually, don't remember.
There's not a lot of things to talk about, but I don't know if we spoke about this already. No, we didn't. The 35 way. The
women's Money in the Bank.
Women's Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I'm interested about that.
I'm very excited about that.
That should be good.
As a great decision.
That's really good.
Who do you see winning it?
Carmella.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So that means Carmella is the next women's champion?
Whenever that happens. She might have it for a whole year. But I think it's something good. A good prop for her and her to have with
Ellsworth. Yeah.
I think it's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe she cashes it in on Charlotte.
It could be Tamina either. It could be Tamina. It's going to be either one of those two. Tamina, it's going to be a land of opportunity choice. It won't be Charlotte. It won't be Becky. It won't be anyone that's had the title before. It'll be the land of opportunity. Because on SmackDown Live, it's the land of opportunity. And SmackDown Live is, as I say it is, every week, simply phenomenal.
I think, yeah, Charlotte should win it, win the title, and Carmella cashes it in on Charlotte rather than Naomi. Okay. What do you think about this?
Who should win it?
I think Carmella wins the briefcase, yeah? Charlotte beats Naomi at some point.
She cashes it on her, yeah.
And she cashes it on the same night.
That's a good show.
I think that would be more entertaining.
This is a great segment.
Maurice is really hot, you know?
Yeah, she is.
Anything else from SmackDown we need to talk about?
I don't want
to
talk about Shinsuke. I don't want to talk about.
I don't want to keep saying I told you so, but I knew this wasn't going to work. I'm sorry. Is this not going to work? I just knew it wasn't going to work. It's not working, is it? It is too much talking. Way too much talking. Sorry, bro.
Depressing, man.
I know it's depressing.
I mean, it might turn around.
Yeah.
No,
it's not going to
Ziggler beat AJ clean. How do you feel about that?
Ziggler, yeah, I like that.
Apparently, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Shut up.
Apparently, he was supposed to beat him. AJ put his foot in the rock, but the referee didn't see it.
Really?
Apparently.
Clean. Nah, I don't believe that because Ziggler actually moved his leg. Okay. Close. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Ziggler actually moved his leg out of the... so you think that Ziggler stole the victory?
Nah, I don't know. That's what Meltzer says. Dave Meltzer says that, but you never know.
I don't believe that. I don't think there's anything else. Do you think the rumours about Cena coming back to beat Jinder's is true?
No, that could probably happen.
Do you want to see another Cena title run?
No.
Okay. So why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Okay. Alright, is there anything else we need to cover? Anything else going outside the ring that we need to know about?
Harley Race was in a nasty fall, broke his legs.
Oh no.
Needed 4 blood transfusions.
Both legs?
Yep.
Ouch.
And so he's recovering from that. Hopefully, Godspeed. Hopefully, Harley Race recovers from that.
Okay, well, soon, sir.
X-Pac was cleared of all charges about that drug bust thing.
Oh, well done. Excellent.
So I guess he was quite innocent, even though he had the marijuana. The women's tournament starting soon. It's called the Mae Young Classic.
I like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess so.
You don't like the name.
Well, I love the fact that how they want to respect Mae Young's legacy now. Sorry, but in the '90s,
they
took the piss out of her.
They did take the piss out of her. But I mean, she's a legend.
And Macho Man's mother died yesterday.
Rest in peace to Mrs. Macho.
I also want to give a shout out to Josh Bevan. Remember Josh Bevan? He was the one that was on the show a couple of weeks ago.
From Brighton.
Yeah.
Big up to him, sir.
He is doing his own show in Brighton, Saturday, 17th of June, Bears, Bands and Wrestling. I think he wanted us to do a live kickout show on one of his shows one day. So let's see how the show goes.
Yeah, man.
And maybe one day we'll hopefully grace his show and do the kickout live.
Definitely.
That'd be nice. We need to do that as well, because the 100 episodes coming soon. And
yeah.
Crowd, people be asking what the hell we're doing for that.
We're going to do like a pub somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll do that smaller.
Something
intimate.
Small. Intimate. We'll play a little bit of wrestling music.
Yeah.
You know, I think so. So it's on Brighton Auditorium, less than 2 weeks away, alongside live music from River Jumpers and local Bears and Siders. Riptide Wrestling are bringing some outrageously high quality wrestling, fresh from making the final of the NJPW BOSIL. Willow Spray will be wrestling Shane Strickland, aka Lucha Underground's Killshot. This legitimately a world class matchup. Also on the card is CCK, who are tearing apart UK Tag Division Rev Pro's favorites like Lion Kid. And Gideon Gray will also be there. Progress Women Tournament finalists Laura DiMatteo, as well as Progress Chuck Mambo and Jack Sexsmith will all be there. Kip Sabian will also get to be there too. This guy might be in WWE one day. And last but not least, an interview with Big Wavy, Roy Johnson.
My G.
It's £70 a pop, which is crazy. The venue is 5 minutes. I shouldn't say that.
What did you say?
No, it's £17. So, it's £15. Sorry.
Is it what is wrong?
The venue is 5 minutes.
Did you say that's crazy? Yeah. What is wrong?
I'm reading up the text.
Oh, see.
It said it on there. Huh. I apologize, Josh. £15. The venue is 5 minutes from the station, 10 minutes from the beach. Sounds like one hell of a Saturday, no? I think.
Nah, so. one million percent.
7 to 10. Ace and I will try and make. We'll try and make it. We both are quite busy, guys.
I might jump.
You're
in
busy with your radio show. I'm busy getting ripped off.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
So you know,
I might try and jump in with Big Wavy in his in the Wavy mobile.
I'm gonna holler at him. Yeah, we're coming in your car, fam. Yeah,
in the Wavy mobile.
We're coming in your car.
There was something else I wanted to mention. Oh, I watched the Scott Hall story the other day. Do you see? You must have seen already. Am I late on it?
No, I think it came out last year.
Sky's recently.
I gave you the DVD version of it. That did was sent you? To you, but you didn't watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it because on the Sky version, they cut out about a good half an hour about the WCW.
It's on the network. Watch on the network.
It's on the network. I'll watch on the network because yeah. I was watching it on Sky Sports.
Okay, now let's watch on the network.
And like the girl that did that, because you know when there's like a pay-per-view, they do like specials sometimes before the pay-per-view to get you ready for the pay-per-view. Mm. So I was watching it before, sorry, Mrs. Being up the bear. I was watching it before Extreme Rules. And so they was like going back, hey, so we were doing the Scott Hall story. And don't forget, if you want to order Extreme Rules, go to Sky Box Office or whatever, yeah? But like halfway through, like she just starts telling us the story. She's like, yeah, so Scott Hall, yeah, after he killed somebody, he went to WCW. And it's like, fam, I want to see it.
Story, yeah,
like,
don't tell, yeah.
Just
yeah,
show
yeah,
me
yeah,
in it. So yeah. They cut out loads of it. So I'm going to go and watch the whole thing because it was really good and I really enjoyed it. And Scott Hall was my guy.
This is the bit when he throws the guy off over the ring. It's so good. He's so good. Miz is amazing, man. He's really turned it around. Big up, Miz. I'm going to do a quick word association game with you, actually, now that you brought up Scott Hall.
Okay, go on.
So from each member of anyone that was in the NWO. This is very random. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm going to do this.
Okay.
Something fun. Virgil.
Waste, man.
Ted DiBiase.
Why was Virgil in the patent in the news recently?
Well, what did you know?
Virgil said something on Twitter that pissed off some people. Or something to do with being a jobber. Oh, what did he say?
I know Randy always said some stuff online.
Nah, but it was Virgil. Anyway, go on, say again.
Ted DiBiase.
Money.
Kevin Nash.
Don.
Scott Hall.
Drug.
Don't, oh, man.
That's a little bit. I love Scott Hall, man.
Okay, fair enough. That's
sorry,
fair.
I do love Scott Hall.
Big Boss Man, he was in the NWO.
Was he?
Yeah.
When?
As the Big Bubba.
Really?
Yeah.
See the Big Boss Man, he was really a correctional officer, wasn't he?
Yeah, in real life. At one point, yeah.
Pointless.
I thought you were going to say, you nasty bastard!
You're a nasty bastard.
IRS. He was in the NWO at one point.
I don't associate these people that you're talking about with the NWO.
What association?
IRS. Legend, man.
Buff Bagwell.
Dead.
Speaking of Buff Bagwell, he's finishing dead. Movie is called The Blockbuster.
Yes.
Is that what we're going to call our web series?
We are calling it The Blockbuster.
Is that good with you?
It is.
We could always change it.
No, I like the Blockbuster.
Or the Final Cut. Which
Blockbuster Video. Wow, what a difference. Legendary.
I used to ever used to go there and rent out videos, man.
Yeah, and computer games. Remember that?
Remember Scott Norton?
Yes, I do.
Where's the situation?
No, I can't think of anything.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Legend.
Hogan. Racist.
Racist.
And we'll end it there.
Nigger!
Let's end it there.
Talks about him coming back, though.
Yeah. This is why I wanted to get to the segment. So there's strong rumors that Hogan is looking to come back very soon. But what are they going to do with Hogan in 2017? Regardless of all the stuff that we've known recently, he's out of date. He doesn't fit the current climate. If they're going to bring Hogan back, maybe give him a Legends contract like they did with Sting, make him appear at these, you know, these conventions and these fan access and stuff like that, you know. But I don't want to see him in the ring talking.
GM?
You know something. No, that's outdated.
As a GM?
You know something, Corey Graves.
You don't want to see Mr. GM?
Me in the WWE Universe. I don't want to see that.
He's going to be the SmackDown GM for a little while.
No, Daniel Bryan's doing a great job.
Daniel Bryan's not here at the moment.
He's doing a great job still.
Yeah, he's doing an amazing job, but he's not here.
No, I don't want to see Hogan as anything.
I can imagine he's going to be a GM soon.
Oh, can we talk about one more thing from SmackDown?
Go on.
The promo between New Day and the Usos.
What did you think of this?
Come on.
You liked it? I thought it was all right.
I loved it.
Nah, I didn't think it was amazing.
But them two, they're going to have some good promos coming up.
Yeah, the promos are going to be sick.
Great program, great match too.
The promos are going to be sick. Xavier Woods was gassed. Overly gassed to be in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I was just excited to see them back. But, yeah, man, I think there's going to be better promos coming.
It will be.
Yeah. Should we wrap up?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys. Again, we got the Blockbuster coming real soon. Real soon.
And thank you for your votes. They Live, the movie starring Roddy Piper, the 1988 classic, is the choice that you guys made us watch. So Ace and I will be reviewing that soon. And we will let you know when that's out. We can't give you a date yet, but because it's a work in progress, ladies and gentlemen. But we will get it done. We're going to film soon. And it will be out as soon as we let you know.
Right. Till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. That was a kick out. Peace.